Blog Talk Radio.
Today, some very interesting controversial characters. We have the philosopher's star, Karl Marx. He generally is the founder of communism. Don't forget about Engels, actually, old brains. We have H.H. Bancroft, and this is the name of the library. His name is Manitou in Berkeley. Famous, the first woman journalist. Nellie Bly, first woman around the world. She was also made her name by impersonating an insane person. Did an expose of insane asylums. Her actual name is Elizabeth C. Seaman. Famous chef today, James Beard. We have a couple of actors. His birth name was Reginald Carey, but his theater name was Rex Harrison. Another great actor, he died in Iraq, making a film, and he had a heart attack, Tyrone Power, one of the most handsome men in Hollywood. Reportedly, a lot of these guys sexual escapade. He was on the set of Samson. Another famous in the opera, George London, a Jewish heritage, born in Montreal, Canada, one of the great bass baritones American opera, made several great recordings. One of the most controversial women in California politics, Angela Bradshaw, born the fifth day in May. She became a solicitor in England. You want to know what a solicitor is? See the series Suspect and pay particular attention to Henry, who is a solicitor in real estate, controversial real estate deals involving British public housing. But anyway, Bradstreet left England under serious lesbian propagandist activist. She was responsible for starting the campaign against United Way and other organizations funding the Boy Scouts. It's really interesting seeing that she didn't try this in England. She started this whole thing, her and this corrupt judge, Kevin McCarthy. I will get into him another day. He was involved. Jim Lockwood's cell phone camera. Well, we're addressing Pacific Sun cell phone camera. Lockwood Skyler's is. He's also involved in public protests, put on the bench. I forgot the judge, but he was involved in public protests when hidden Americans hugged him. Of course, somebody, this was in Pakistan. Anyway, Bradstreet was involved in Kevin Ryan, who wanted to be a federal judge. He was involved in Stephen Nair, his neighbor, Ward River. Also, Bradstreet in the United States was involved in public recreation in real estate in Mateo County. There was a woman down there who moved to San Francisco County. Anne Boleyn, who was also the judge in the Stephen Nair case, denied Stephen Nair daily jurisdiction over the case. Bradstreet and Boleyn broke up. Bradstreet moved to Marin County. Got involved with another woman who died. Bradstreet worked on Schwarzenegger. He appointed a bench. You know, a lot of people disbarred, deported back to England. Anyway, there'll be more on her. But while she was involved in political activity in San Francisco, she got on the San Francisco board and was one of the people voting for a housing project on suspected nuclear waste. Let's go. And we'll get into that because it's very interesting. San Francisco's got the thing. Anyway, there is nuclear waste that's in buried, and some of it's very, very open about Navy base at Hunter's Point, also Treasure. So we'll get into part two of Angela Branch, very kind. Another woman, very famous, Patton, Mary, invented something involving sewing. Also on this day, this is Cinco de Mayo, which is famous in Mexico and people of Mexican heritage. It deals with the fight of the Mexicans, in particular President Benito Juarez, against the French invasion of Mexico during the American Civil War. We were occupied here. And what happened was Napoleon III, the nephew of Napoleon I, who died on this day, he tried to manipulate Austrian Duke Emiliano, a monarchy in Mexico. It's a woman, wife of Anna Carrata. Famous movie called Juarez, and a lot of history with that. Brian Ahern played Lillian. Paul Muni played Juarez. And Paul Muni, the late Paul Muni, is the uncle of Michael Tilson, the symphony. Wilson Thomas is also very active in gay projects. Juarez was the granduncle of one of the people involved in exposing media corruption, political corruption, and housing projects here in San Francisco. His family fled Mexico and went to the Philippines when he was born. But we'll get into that in part two on Wednesday, because that's involved, very important, because all is corrupt. We have federal investigation. Public corruption. Don't know how far it will go. It's between San Francisco and Sacramento. Two major political communities involved in there, several others. If the government sues the documents, it's all documented. So finally, there's a public investigation. Sacramento's capital. Also on this day, well, Raul Elmison is the grandnephew of Benito Juarez. also on this day in 1893, we had a major stock market crash. And there was another one in Friday. Also on this day, Pravda, communist paper, was the first issue. Pravda in Russian means truth, if you believe that. 1920, one of the last things that Woodrow Wilson, president, and Labor Party, his attorney general, pursuing the communists, A. Mitchell Palmer. Also, that's J. Ed. This started. And in 1949, we had the first of this United States of Europe. It's founded. We don't know how far these investigations are, but I think it's appropriate since Bradstreet was the spark plug for forcing the Boy Scouts, intimidating to allow open gays, even lesbians, in the Boy Scouts. As far as we know, her father never gave birth to a child, doesn't have any children we know about, which is really odd for her to be meddling. But it's kind of funny because with the Boy Scouts, Robert Baden Powell, she didn't do anything in England. Maybe she couldn't, but play audio lecture.
Hello, you boy in the corner there. You ought to be a Boy Scout. You're a fine-looking fella, and I know you'd make a jolly good backwoodsman by the look of you. You're ugly enough anyway. And you girl there, no, I don't mean you. I mean the pretty one behind you. You ought to be a girl guide, you know. Oh, you are one. Oh, I beg your pardon. That's quite right. Now go on and tell all your pals to come and be girl guides like you. I'm very glad to see you there. Thank you all. Good luck to you. And I wish we may meet again. Thank you.
Well, that was Robert Hall. And also on this day, this is really interesting, sorry, what J. Edgar Hoover has said. Well, actually, Fulton Sheen, which is interesting. He was probably the most famous Catholic clergyman to have a regular radio and TV program.
And we want predetermination there because there's reality and there's myth. The people are real, they want the truth, but they're submerged by this myth. So we say to them, listen to this statement. I will tell you later who said it, but we address it to the Soviets. If any nation whatsoever is detained by force within the boundaries of a certain state, and if that nation, contrary to its expressed desire, is not given the right to determine the form of its state life by free voting and completely free from the presence of troops of the annexing or stronger state and without any pressure, then the incorporation of that nation by the stronger state is annexation, it is seizure by force, it is violence. Who said this? Nikolai Lenin. Then Soviets, under God, follow it. Free these people. That's the first thing that we have to solve in the world. And then our other problems will be solved. No other problem will be solved until we liberate them. They're strong. They're very strong. Why? Because they believe in an absolute. They believe in a truth. The truth of the party line, and they believe in it with such fervor and faith that they are. Is that 2640? Is that time for me to quit? Is that 2640? 1 minute yet? See, I get so rattled. But they have a faith in an absolute. And that gives them great strength and great zeal. Our weakness, really, is the fact that we are not sure in America that there is any truth. We are something like Pontius Pilate. When our blessed Lord appeared before him, our Lord said, I am come to give testimony of the truth, and all who are of the truth hear my voice. And Pilate turned his back on truth and sneered, what is truth? They have thrown down the gauntlet. And they have reminded us that the choice before the world is not some humanitarian society and communism. It is either brotherhood in Christ or comradeship in Antichrist. They have chosen that particular comradeship. It is for us as a free nation to choose the truth, to choose the good, to choose and affirm God and the freedom of the peoples of the world.
Fulton Sheen is dead. He came from Illinois originally. Very popular religious program. Here's J. Edgar Hoover, who got his career in working for A. Mitchell, president of Washington. He started his between what they saw people like communists and especially people like Russia. In fact, the guy who started the field poll here in Central California, his father came from Russia. There's questions about the accuracy of the poll, field poll, and whenever we tried to get information, who pays for it, polling, who writes the question, does anybody check to get into the question, never get any answers. So the whole thing is suspect. Anyway, here's J. Edgar Hoover.
FBI, feel that we're a part of a team to make America a great and decent place in which to live. We're on that team, all of us, together.
1947. Communism in reality is not a political party. It is a way of life, an evil and malignant way of life. It reveals a condition akin to disease that spreads like an epidemic. And like an epidemic, a quarantine is necessary to keep it from infecting this nation.
Well, that was J. Edgar. He kind of faded out there. We do have a rare excerpt from you. Moderate schism. Russia. Stalin. Who didn't trust him. I mean, so we'll play this since it is PNS.
It seems obvious. You will easily understand if I begin my short address to you in my very imperfect English by addressing my warm thanks to the Mexican people and to the man who leads them with such merit and courage, President Cardenas. When monstrous and absurd accusations were hurled at me and my family, then my wife and myself were under the lock and key of the Norwegian government, without being able to defend ourselves, the Mexican government opened the doors of his magnificent country and said to us, here, you can freely defend your rights and your honor. Naturally, it is not a fantasy for myself or my ideas which have motivated President Cardenas, but a fidelity to his own ideas, all the more meritorious then in his act of democratic hospitality, the rare these days. Stalin's trial against me is built upon false confessions extorted by modern inquisitorial methods in the interest of the ruling elite. There are no crimes in history more terrible in intention and execution than the Moscow trials of Zinoviev Kamenev and of Pyatakov Radek. His trials developed not from communism, not from socialism, but from Stalinism, that is, from the irresponsible despotism of the bureaucracy over the people. What is now my principal task? To reveal the truth, to show and to demonstrate that the true criminals hide under the cloak of the accusers. What will be the next step in this direction? The creation of an American, an European, and subsequently also an international commission of inquiry, composed of people who incontestably enjoy authority and public consideration and confidence. I undertake to present the Secret Commission all my files, thousands of personal and open letters, in which the development of my thoughts and my actions is reflected day by day, without any gaps. I have nothing to hide. Dozens of witnesses who are abroad possess invaluable facts and documents which will shed light on the Moscow framework. The work of the Commission of Inquiry must terminate in a Greek counter-trial. A counter-trial is necessary to cleanse the atmosphere of the germs of deceit, calumnies, propitiation, and frame-ups whose source is Stalin's police, the GPU, which has fallen to the level of the Nazi Gestapo. Esteemed audience, you may have many varying attitudes towards my ideas and my political activity for 40 years, but an impartial inquiry will confirm that there is not a stain on my honor, both personal and political. Profoundly convinced that the right is on my side, I wholeheartedly salute the citizens of the New World.
Well, that was Trotsky. Also, Trotsky was chased all over Europe, ended up in Metko, where Stalin's assassin, Mercator, that's the name he used, wormed his way into Trotsky's comments, interview or something, and the opportunity presented itself. He sketched Trotsky. Trotsky was mortally wounded. It lasted 3 days and died. Trotsky's grand original name was Einstein. He is the grand uncle of was former publisher and editor of San Francisco America Examiner, Bill Bronstein. Interesting family. Now, since Mexico did not have a capital place, Mercator's sentence, I think, 20 years in prison, and he, when he freed, went back to Russia, Cuba, and he died. He never learned it. Now, Mexican prisons have come into the Mexican justice system. It was on Fox News today, where another former U.S. Marine brought a gun into Mexico. He says he made border was impediments at the border which prevented him from returning to the American side of the U.S.-Mexican border, arrested by Mexican police and border police and thrown into a Mexican jail, and they abused American military. We had another case of another brought a hunting rifle into Mexico. He didn't know. Legal. Mexican justice system is corrupt in the world. So he languished. So this is the second case. Of course, it's interesting when Mexicans get arrested here in the United States, even murder people driving drugs, meaning slaughter, homicide, they are treated like Americans, Mexicans. So, of course, Mexican drugs. Crap. Also, an American military who are sailors in Tijuana, they've been busted drugs or whatever, even drugs or whatever. What happens is the military send down hey, because Mexican jails, you feed yourself, but pay bribes, booty to get, you know, more care, food. It's very, very brutal, very, very corrupt. So, yeah, it's very typical. So we'll be back Wednesday. We'll have more on the Bradstreet.com and nuclear waste in San Francisco. We're with our usual info.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, bat out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average guy a heavy smoker. That's a nominee, and give him a regard. And watch while he learns that in poker and politics, brother, you gotta have that slippery, haphazardous commodity. You gotta have the card.
This is Peter Paul Brazola. I'll be back Wednesday and so, also, it's hard to help it come in. Peter Paul Brazola, stay safe. Good night.